Thanks for joining me for this special interview at the Catholic Marketing Network. We're in the midst of the teardown session, so there's a little background noise. I hope you can hear me well. But today I have the great pleasure of interviewing Jeff Cavins. Jeff is a popular Catholic author, speaker, and Bible teacher. He's also the founding producer of two great shows, Life on the Rock on EWTN Television and Morning Air on Relevant Radio. Jeff is perhaps best known for his recent unveiling of the Great Adventure Bible Study, which is rolled out to thousands of parishes across the country. It's a really innovative way to study Scripture, and we'll talk about that during our interview here. But to begin, Jeff, thanks for sitting down with me to chat.
It's good to be with you.
I appreciate it. Now, I'd like to begin by talking about your own personal relationship with Scripture. So you're a convert to Catholicism like myself. What role did Scripture play in your conversion?
Well, I'm a revert, actually. I grew up Catholic, and growing up Catholic, of course, you hear the Scripture every week. And so for 18 years, I heard the Bible over and over and over, didn't necessarily respond to it. But, you know, the Word of God is quick, it's powerful, it's active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It gets to the heart. So God's Word had been working on me all of those years. And at 18, I left home and I went to a Bible school in Texas, in Dallas, Texas, and I started to study the Bible in really detail. And then I ended up, after that, going into broadcasting school. And after that, I left the Catholic Church, went back to Bible school. So, and then became a pastor. But the Bible has always been a really important part of my adult life, really. And, you know, my childhood, I know it had an impact on me. But reading the Bible has given me not only this great conversation with God, but direction for my life, wisdom for daily living, insight into the condition of my own heart and the expectations of what I can expect from God in as far as being my Father and what He'll do in my life.
Now, one thing I discovered when I came into the Catholic Church was the Church has this rich body of teaching on Scripture.
Right.
It's often caricatured as, you know, a church that encourages people not to read the Bible or ignores it, but certainly the opposite's true.
Yeah.
Now, Pope Benedict, himself a great biblical scholar, last year released a very important document called Verbum Domine, the Word of the Lord, and it was the most significant document on Scripture since Vatican II, De Verbum. Can you tell me a little bit about what was in that document and what was the Pope trying to communicate to everyday Catholics in the pew?
Well, I think that the Holy Father was introducing people to the Bible in a fresh, lively way. This is, as you mentioned, this has been part of our tradition. We're people of the Word. We're not people of the book, but we're people of the Word, the living Word, Jesus Christ. And so we're not told to not read the Bible. We're told to engage the Bible. We're told to immerse ourselves in the Bible. And Pope Benedict, in this wonderful document, talks about a great conversation. When we get together with God and we open up the Word of God, and He begins to speak to us, and we begin to speak to Him. In that document, he talks about Lectio Divina. And Lectio Divina is divine reading. And Lectio Divina is an ancient art of encountering God's Word, where you begin to read it, you begin to meditate upon it, you begin to pray, and you begin to contemplate. And in that process, you ask God questions of the Word, and He begins to speak to you. And the hope is that there will be that conversation, and that you will put it into practice, and then the fruit will follow. Well, Pope Benedict mentions that the Lectio Divina, this divine reading of Scripture, is the key to the new springtime. Mm. The key to this new springtime, not only in our life as a whole, as a church, but in your life and my life individually, is this marvelous encounter with God in Scripture. So the document is really drawing us to this conversation, encouraging us to read it individually, but also in the liturgy, mm-hmm. and it's also a challenge to the priests and clergy to teach it.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now, I mentioned at the outset that you are very well known for this Bible timeline, which is a part of your Great Adventure Bible Study. Can you tell me a little bit about what the Bible timeline is and what sets it apart from other Bible studies?
Sure, and it is set apart in that our approach to it is different. You know, a lot of people, when they want to study the Bible, they'll start by reading the Gospel of John, which is a great thing, or they'll start reading the Psalms, which is a great thing, or they'll start at the very beginning, and they'll say, oh, I'm going to start in Genesis, and I'm going to go all the way through. The problem with that is that they start in Genesis, and then, let's say, in December, or in January, and then right about March, they quit. And the reason is that they're stuck right in the middle of Leviticus. They don't know what's going on anymore. They've lost the narrative thread to the story. So what we do with the Great Adventure Bible timeline is we take the entire Bible and we divide it up into 12 periods, and these 12 periods are color-coded. And then we take the 73 books and we show you which books are narrative in approach. In other words, the books that keep the story moving. There's 14 of them that we've identified. And we show you how to go through those as you go through the 12 periods. That's what makes this fairly unique. But what makes this even more unique is not only that approach, but we read it with the church. Mm. We read it with the heart of the church, with the guidelines of the church. We don't read it independently. We read it within the tradition and within the truths that have been revealed. And we read the whole canon together. We don't pull truths out. We don't pull scriptures out of context. We read it all together. And we read it with the heart of the church as a family member. And that's what makes the Bible timeline truly unique.
That's great. Now, the last question I ask is one of my favorite to ask people, and it's about favorite books.
Sure.
Now, in your case, let me ask you, what are the best books a Catholic could read to better understand Scripture? And feel free to
Sure.
recommend some of your own.
Well, I'll recommend one of my own. I would say, first of all, though, I would say that Pope Benedict's Jesus of Nazareth is 1 and 2 are fantastic for this reason. Not only the content is superb, obviously, he's a scholar, but he does the best job I know of reading the Scripture and interpreting the Scripture with the heart of the church. If you want to read through the Gospels in the life of Christ with Pope Benedict, and you see the conclusions that he comes to and how he takes the New Testament and he brings it back to the Old Testament, you're seeing the correct theologizing of Scripture there, and you're seeing it done it's the best. And so when you read it for the content, but read it and observe what he's doing with it. You're going to learn an awful lot. So I would recommend his books. I'd also recommend Walking with God, which is a book that Dr. Tim Gray and I wrote that takes you all the way through the Bible in a narrative way. That's a great literary read through the Bible versus the study. The Bible timeline is actually a study. After that, I would recommend Dr. Ted Sri's book, The Bible Compass, which shows you about how to read the senses of Scripture, how to interpret, what's the difference between our Bible and a Protestant Bible, what's the difference between the Bible and tradition, all of these wonderful insights, the Bible Compass. And then fourth, I'd recommend Dr. Tim Gray's book, Praying Scripture for a Change. And what he does in that book is he shows you how to do Lectio Divina with the Bible. So with those four books, you get a great demonstration of theologizing, you get the story, you get the whole history of how we're to approach the Bible as Catholics, and you also get a book on how to pray it. So that's good.
Excellent. Those are wonderful. Now, people can learn more about your work by pursuing the Great Adventure Bible Timeline. Where can they find out more on the internet about you and your work?
Sure. They can go to www.BibleStudyForCatholics.com. And for my own life, it's just jeffcavins.com.
Excellent.
And Facebook.
And Facebook, always. Well, for more interviews, articles, book reviews, and more, check out my own site, brandonbott.com. And thanks for watching this interview.